Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Gina Bianca podcast, where we talk about life, business, entrepreneurship, the beauty industry, and beyond. My name is Gina Bianca, life and business coach, salon owner, educator, mastermind mentor, and your host of the Gina Bianca podcast. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Gina Bianca podcast. We're here again for another amazing episode of Salon Ownership Unfiltered, and I'm a little shook right now because I have Nikki and Rihanna from 901. I've been looking up to them since I became a salon owner in 2014. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you for that amazing introduction. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, I remember opening my salon I live in a blue collar town in Connecticut, and I remember looking at your website for like all of your inspiration, and like I just have been following for so long. You guys have been doing this for so long. How long have you been doing this?
We opened our salon in 2009. We are on year 14. You know what? We're still fucking here. And that's all I can like, holy shit. We're still here. Woo!
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. So you've been doing it since 2009. That's when I graduated high school, by the way.
Oh my God. Wow. I love it. Okay.
Don't age us, honey. Yeah.
I'm like shook. I opened my salon when I was 23 and I had no idea what I was doing. And I always look to you guys for inspiration.
Well, I don't know why. Yeah. We opened the salon, we were 28 and 29.
We also didn't know what
we were doing either.
I love it. Well, I want to start with a question that I've been asking all of the salon owners. And it's just like a question just to like, you know, set the tone too. Like, did you guys have any business education or anything like that? Or you're just successful hairstylist and you just went into it? Like, do you have any formal training, anything like that, that you want to share about?
I mean, does starting your own lemonade stand and selling lemonade count? I mean, yeah. That's about training and as what I get.
Yeah. We had zero formal training and a lot of courage, and we were just fearless. We were just like, at this point, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And my dad was like, listen, well, you're young enough to file bankruptcy if you have to. Yes. I'm all, oh, thanks, Dad.
That was dad's advice.
Great
that was
advice. Dad's advice.
Oh, goodness. I think that's amazing. Well, it's amazing how many salon owners can have a successful business and they wing it. And they figure it out day by day as you go, because the industry is always changing. Business is always changing. You just have to have like you said, the courage to just like adapt. Yeah.
I just think though, also like for anyone looking to be a salon owner, it literally takes you away from everything you got into the industry to be, right? Like we're getting into the industry to create your own schedule, to make clients feel good, to make people happy, to laugh with your friends and whatnot. And then when you get to be an owner, it's like, we got to focus on the taxes. We got to focus on the plumbing going out, the water heater going out. Employees are disgruntled because they don't have the days or whatever it may be. It's an interesting aspect that no one actually really talks about, that once you become an owner, you're almost no longer a hairstylist. So you now have two actual jobs, a hairstylist and an owner. And I don't know. They're totally different. And that's why sometimes I do understand when hairstylists have a business partner that's their partner and they don't do hair. Well, that's helpful because there's so many things that a salon owner does that have nothing to do with hair, you know?
Absolutely. I think that's really important to talk about. And like you said, like we get into the industry to make our own schedule. And it's like, you literally have to drop everything when your business needs you.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I love it. So what's the business model at 901 today?
Oof. Huh. Well, okay.
Lots of changes.
Yeah, great question. So we used to be a commission-based salon, which for our brand is what works best. We've been fortunate enough to create a brand where people want to come to the salon because it's 901. They trust whatever chair they're in, which is great for us as a brand. Mm-hmm. Now in California, there was some stuff that happened in 2019 where the California AB5 law, where we had to reclassify everybody and they had to be booth renters or actual employees. Well, just the employee tax alone for us, there's no way we could, that would have literally put us under. So mm-hmm. we had to become a rental salon. For us, this has been an extreme challenge, even to current day. Like 901 should be a commission-based salon. Like the amenity, because of the brand, our clients are used to a certain, you know, customer service and all the things. So we have to make the rent higher than most because we still have to have all those amenities. Otherwise it ruins our brand, you know? So it is working. It hasn't worked for everybody and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we have to just stick to what we believe in. Mm-hmm. And here's where we are today. We are still growing within, which is the most important for us. We've always, you know, we've brought in some outsiders and a couple have worked, a couple haven't, and that's also okay. But growing from within, our assistants then moving to the floor has always been the greatest success of our brand, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, for people who don't know, like maybe they aren't like me and total fangirls, like you guys do a lot of celebrities.
Oh.
Like you guys do a lot of celebrities, like for people who don't know. So like, I can't even imagine being a salon owner where you're drawing in that type of clientele. And like you said, it should be commission because you're bringing in that type of clientele. Are there like challenges that come with, like people dream of doing celebrity hair? Like, are there a lot of challenges that come with that? Like, I would think the pressure is out of control.
Yeah. I mean, the pressure is out of control, but I think when you trust yourself, trust your talents and your knowledge and being incredibly knowledgeable of all things, like Nikki and I really think are unique in the sense that we can do it all. We cut, we color, we style, we extensions, we do short hair, we do long hair. We do it all.
And we're a good time. So we also can put on the song and dance to make people have the best time.
So I think for us, as far as the pressure goes, when we're doing a VIP like that, it's because we're encompassed in being able to do it all, we're able to look at the full picture. We're able to give a full picture service. So it's not, the pressure is not as crazy, but listen, the time constraints, talk about scheduling, you got to drop everything you got to do because their schedule's worse than our schedule. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if sometimes they need you over there at 10 p.m. to do extensions to be set for the Vogue cover the next day, that's real. And you're not done till 2 a.m. So it's crazy. Scheduling is difficult. Pressure to be amazing is, you know, of course there. And
trust and safety. Like we just had a dinner for our VIPs for the premiere of the show that we're judging, Hairstyle the Talent Show. But that was the number one thing that everyone around the table said was they feel safe with us. We know so many deep dark secrets about all of these girls and guys,
mm-hmm.
and we would never share any of that. Obviously. You know, that is their private life. We keep that locked up, and other people who have worked on them choose not to do that, and it's unfortunate, you know, because they're real people too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's ultimately when you come down to it. Like Nikki and I have really never ever called ourselves celebrity hairstylists. We are hairstylists who have celebrity clients. It's that mm-hmm. simple. Yeah. They are people just like anyone else. Their heads of hair is just like anyone else. You want to do the best on the girl straight out of college as you do on the girl on the cover. Like you really just want to do your best at all times. And I think that's why we have clients celebrity clients that have been with us for over a decade. Multiple.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's amazing. And I think you nailed on something that's really important. And I would love to talk about this with you guys. Like, I did one celebrity thing in my entire career.
Congrats.
Two. And the one that I did, I didn't feel like I deserve to be there. Like, It was something where I was working with a brand. They sent me to go, and it was all wigs. And I don't know how to do that. I'm a colorist. So I did a lot of the color, and I faked it till I made it. I was so proud that I was there, but I didn't feel the confidence of like, I should be here. And you touched on something, Rihanna, about like, you guys do it all. Cut, color, style, extensions, like you guys do it all. So like, I feel like the confidence aspect of like, I'll know what to do if this happens must have a lot to do with it. Like the confidence is huge. And I think that that's something we shouldn't like skip over. And like, what do you guys think of people just straight specializing out of school? Like, do you feel like you'd be where you are today if you only did one thing?
Ooh, good question. No, not at all.
I think that it is important to really, really hone in and perfect something, but be well-rounded at all, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, Rihanna and I started doing our celebrities by tag teaming extensions, getting it done
in literally
half the time. They were like, oh my God, this is a true gift that they get. I mean, this was a 2-day process for some of them that we narrowed it down to 3 hours. They were like, but Rihanna typically cuts, I'll normally handle the color, but you know, Rihanna was out, her father passed, she took almost a year off of work. So I had to bring in another, you know, one of our stylists who's been with us forever, Seema, but I can still cut the extensions just as well. And if something happened to me, she could color it too. Mm-hmm. So it was never a miss, and the people didn't feel like, of course they missed her, of course, but they knew like, okay, well, Nikki's there.
Everything's going to be handled. Okay. Yeah.
So that's also great that we have each other, you know, for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And being well-rounded is critical, especially for people coming straight out of school. I think specializing is awesome. Like if you can be known for something, great, but like if you go to someone's house at midnight to do their extensions and they also like the extensions don't match perfect and you have to color and you have to cut and you have to like, what are you going to do? Phone a friend and it's 2 a.m. Like it's not realistic. So having that well-rounded background is huge.
Like, yeah, for sure. And I mean, even as simple as going to Taylor Swift's house and then she's like, can you cut my boyfriend? That short hair is so different than why you're there to do her hair. Do you know what I mean? Like you really need to, what am I going to say? Oh, sorry, I can't cut short hair. You know what I mean? And that is a case for some people. So yeah, interesting. You gotta be able to do it all.
Really, really important. I think that's amazing to talk about and just like put out there, especially for newer people in the industry or someone who wants to be a salon owner. Like you got to know how to handle a lot of different things.
A lot. You wear a lot of hats.
I want to tell you guys about the best kept secret in the beauty industry, Marlo Beauty Supply. I used to spend so much time searching for the salon essentials I needed at the best prices that worked for my business. As soon as I found Marlo, the search was over. Marlo Beauty Supply is a one-stop shop that is only for beauty professionals, meaning their prices are super low and they don't sell to your clients. Their shipping is so fast and ordering is easy. Just make a free account at marlobeauty.com or place an order by phone with their amazing customer care team. They ship right to you, leaving you more time for your business. Head to marlobeauty.com to create your free account and to start shopping for all of your salon and spa needs. And then the other thing that you guys touched on that I think is important, and I'm just like, I was just talking about this in one of my last videos about just knowing how to hurry up, like time standards and working quickly. Like that's huge with that type of clientele, I'm sure. Like they don't have time for your services to take super long.
I'm laughing because Nikki will throw 3 foils in Hillary Duff's hair. And Hillary's like, are you done yet? Are you almost done yet? Every single time.
Literally with her kids
running around. Like, okay.
So funny. Yeah, I think that right now, you know, everybody's like I'm going to take two clients a day and charge $1,000 each client, or God knows what they say. And I'm like, first of all, no client wants to sit in the fucking salon that long. They don't. Mm-mm,
they don't.
I'm sorry. Nobody. I don't care how much. I don't want to sit in my own salon getting my own hair done for that long. And I love my people. Time is precious and valuable to all of us. And if your client has kids, they're like, get me out. Mm-hmm. Like, I have shit to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot be sitting here mm-hmm. for 6-8 hours mm-hmm. getting my hair done. It's wild. So I get it. Like, this generation of like, oh, I want this to be easy and da da da. Like, no. You need to get it done. I also don't love the like quadruple booking either. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that it's important to take the one-on-one time with your person. If you have a base that's processing, fine, get another one started, fine. But like taking four people at a time is chaos to me.
No client wants that experience. And if you think about it, it's strictly only to make more money. That's it. So when the client is pushed over to the side here and over there, and we know some beautiful, incredible hairstylists that have 20 clients in a day and 6 of them there at one time and 4 assistants working on everyone. How is that a beautiful client experience? Yes, that's great for the hairstylist and they made a big chunk of change. Oh my God, amazing for the hairstylist, but not for the client. And we have gotten a lot of clients come into our salon from other salons in the area being like, oh, it was just like a factory. And I saw like 6 different assistants. I don't know who I'm tipping at the end. Like, it's crazy.
But also the problem with that too is they're taking all these people, yet the one client is still there for 6 hours. I'm like, how long were you there for? They're like, 6 hours. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm like in and out 3 hours max. Color and cut. Goodbye. See you next time. And they're like, what? Uh-huh. Oh my God, this was amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're over the moon thrilled. You know, hair's beautiful. It's healthy. It's a dream. It's the focus and the moving on to the next, you know? So that's just kind of where we stand with it.
Yeah, I feel like everyone has their own like definition of what's going to work for them, especially in this industry, like now. Yeah. It's funny because like you're just like that 5 people at a time. Like that was me when I was behind the chair. My husband's sitting right here and he's pointing at me.
He saw why we're doing that.
And you're like, can you see the house you live in? That's why.
I'm like, that's me. I'm like, that was me. But you know, in my, if I'm doing Hillary Duff's hair, I'm not really sure if I could get away with that. I'm sure, but I agree with what you said too about like you treat the girl fresh out of college as the same as the girl as like on the cover of Vogue. Like I totally hear that too. Like for me specifically, like in my salon, we charged like amazing prices to our clients. That's how we trained through our assistants and it worked for us. But I really do think the conversation about moving quickly as a newer stylist like needs to be had, because there's so many stylists gaslighting the younger generation saying, take as long as you want. Nobody wants to be rushed, all these things. And it's like being efficient isn't rushing.
Right.
Like
being efficient isn't rushing. I think that's important. You just said it.
Yeah. And clients, like you'll find a client for every stylist, right? But it's going to be a lot harder to hold on to those clients. Cause what client is going to actually say to you, hey, I can't come to you anymore because this is taking 6 hours out of my day. They're probably just never going to come back. I'm sure you get clients in your chair. They didn't tell their last stylist why they left. They just came to you and they're telling you, like, clients aren't going to have that conversation. You have to mm-hmm. figure out a way to make it work for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. But okay. So question for you guys, are partners. I haven't gotten to interview any partners mm-hmm. on this series yet. So how do you make it work as partners? Like what does one person bring and what does the other person bring?
Rihanna's the Simon, I'm the Paula.
Yeah, Rihanna, you're the one having difficult conversations with staff?
Yes, of course. She always throws that on me. Always. Like literally, I am the mean one some way somehow, but I'm actually not even mean at all. Like literally I'm not. Am I mean?
No, she's
Am
just,
I mean?
She, no. Listen, everything that she says for the most part is true.
You just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm more of the nurturer, and if they've done something, I'm just disappointed. And you know, it's like if your mom's disappointed in you, you're like, oh my god, not mom.
Yeah.
And Rihanna's like, hey, like this outfit today, not it. Like, step it up. You know,
you got to.
Where I'm like, oh god, how do I tell them this isn't this? You know, it's like a little bit of a more, it's more of a struggle for me. And then also like on the business end, like if we're in a business meeting and I'm trying to like get something across and they're being aggressive and kind of shitty, I'll just kind of look to Rihanna like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then she's all, well, listen, I'm going to tell you da 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 da. And then we're like, our time here is done.
You know, I think this is a big lesson Nikki and I learned that I'm really happy to share with your audience right now, because this is what we learned in year three of being business partners together. So for the first 3 years, we did everything together, 50-50 everything. We both went to the lawyer meetings. We both went to the accountant meetings. We both went out to the parties to network. We both did everything equal because we're partners and we're 50-50 and that's what we do. We got to do everything. Year three, we were struggling. We were bickering with each other. It wasn't working. Some way, somehow, we figured out, let's write down what you love to do, and I'll write down what I love to do. You write down what you hate to do, and I'll write down what I hate to do. And lo and behold, it was almost a perfect marriage of yin and yang, of the things she liked to do, I hated, and vice versa. So then we finally got smart and divide and conquered. So we weren't always doing everything, all of the things. She took over the meetings that she wanted to take over. I took over the networking things that I needed to take over. And that created so much peace for our friendship and so much peace for our business. So that is a huge, huge thing, right? What you love and loathe, and really divide and conquer, trying to do it all each other. It was too much.
Yeah, I feel like that's perfect advice, especially if you're working with a partner.
Yeah, it really is. And we always say, first and foremost, the friendship comes first. The friendship comes first. Some way, somehow, here we are 20 years later. Literally, this year is 20 years that we've been friends. And we're still friends.
No, but also, I think what we hear a lot from partners, people in business together, is one person's like, oh, well, they just change. And we're like, but everybody changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I've changed drastically. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of two children. Mm-hmm. I have a husband now. Mm-hmm. Like, when we met, we were single. Mm-hmm.
All the time in the world.
Yeah, like, and as long as you respect each other and understand that there's always going to be change, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's how you get through it. Mm-hmm. And that change is oftentimes can be really beautiful. Yeah, there's going to be some change that's hard. Like mm-hmm. that year for Rihanna was really hard with her dad. And so I stepped up
and took over. Like, honestly, I definitely could not have been able to take so much time off work if I didn't have her. She took over all the celebrity clients. No one was questioning anything. She took over all the other VIP clients. She took over taking care of the whole entire salon, and never once, oh, don't make me cry. No. I'm making myself cry. She never once came at me to make me feel any sort of way. She was letting me take my grief, letting me take my time. And luckily enough, I was able to take that time to then come back and be like, boom, I'm ready. Let's fucking go. Versus coming back to work right away, still being sad, crying in front of clients, walking out and getting myself together, doing a messy job because I'm not okay. You know what I mean? Like, you really do. I think this is really, really important that I also would like to share because of my experience. Like, we take care of people for a living. At that point in time, I needed to be taken care of. I could not help somebody with their problem because I was going through so many problems. And really, when that happens, and we're like kind of in like a caretaker therapist type of career here, if you're not okay, you're not going to be able to make anyone else okay. you're not going to be able to make anyone else okay if you're not okay. So really making sure that you are taking care of yourself before we take care of others is truly number one. So thank you, Nikki, for
of course. This is why I said, let's chat after you have the baby. You and I. One-on-one, honey.
I would love to. I'm really nervous and excited for like that chapter of my life because it's my first. I'm 32. I've had a business for like 14 years almost.
Yeah.
And it's like a huge shift and I'm really excited and we'll take any support and mentorship.
No, and you can. Should be excited. It is so exciting, but yeah, there will be a shift that needs to occur so that you can stay. The mom guilt is real. So I would love to help you with that.
I would like to recommend for your podcast that you have Nikki on solo when you have your baby, because I tell everyone Nikki should write a book about how to be a working mom and have children and create the balance. She has figured it out. I don't know how or what. I swear to God, she should write a book. So have her back on and talk about children.
Well, you inspired me. You inspired me, Nikki, because you said that earlier. And I was like, I only want to do series on my podcast going forward because it's the only way I get excited about it. Yeah. Like if I have to just record an episode, I'm like, I hate this and I won't record for like months. But this series, every single time, I'm so excited about it. So like, I think my next series will be like parents.
Yeah. Do it. Right. Stylist. I think that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. I feel like stylists will need that. But Rihanna, what you were saying about how she came in to support you, like that is so beautiful. And like, you could tell the friendship comes first. And I feel like it in partners, like you can't have that. Like you said, something that you said that stuck out is like, she never once made you feel some type of way about needing that space. Mm-hmm. And Nikki, you said something that has come up on almost every single interview is that change is always happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like people change, things change, business changes. Like you guys went through the whole change with the classifications. Like, what are you going to do? Just like close up shop or are you going to adapt? You know, like everything is always changing. So I think that that's really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you guys are both behind the chair. You're working with your clients. You kind of talked about like what you guys have divide and conquer with the business, but like your day to day, like what does that look like? Like over like bird's eye view, like what's your day to day? Like what are you guys doing the most of?
Well, Monday's a salon day.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday right now for me is Dancing with the Stars every Tuesday until December 5th. So Tuesdays have been taken up for the last 3 months, or a total of 3 months, excuse me. Wednesdays are our meeting days. We get all our meetings start at 10. We have a team meeting with our entire team. We go over that for at least an hour or two, sometimes maybe three. And then whatever other meetings or things, people we need to talk to. Thursday is another salon day. We both come in the salon. Friday is any leftover, for lack of better words, if any other client needs to get in on a Friday or any other meetings need to get in on a Friday. And then we really, really try our best to have a Saturday and definitely a Sunday off. If anything, if we have to work Saturday, we work Saturday, but we really do try to make time for Sunday to be completely off. And I have to say that was something that Nikki really pushed for. And I didn't have kids. So I'm like, go, go, go. We got to do this. We got to do that. And she's like, hey, no, I need family time.
Nanny's not here on the weekends.
Okay. Nanny's not there. Okay. And honestly, being, for lack of better words, forced to take that Sunday off, Monday was a whole new world. It was amazing. You know, like being able to take time to recharge, to me, that is so important for us. So, so, so important for hairstylists. But so important for salon owners. We do so much. You have to recharge your batteries or you will not be able to move forward.
Totally. Are you guys still doing, you guys are obviously still doing it, the 901 Academy?
Yeah.
We are, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's shifted a little bit. We used to like do our boot camps and all this thing. There's so much education out there right
much
now,
education.
Which is great. We've always been like, okay, what's next? You know, so we taught our master class, our extension class, which was
awesome,
super fun.
We'll do that again in 2024.
You know, we're just ready to share it all. Not that we haven't, but I just feel like there's a new us and just trying to keep education fresh for everybody. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's been like very color heavy that I'm like, okay, guys, like I, y'all got it. And you're doing great. So we kind of want to like focus on extensions right now. Mm-hmm. And
shadowing. We just recently allowed 901 shadowing, a shadowing mm-hmm. program, which is really
awesome. We've never allowed people done that to do before. That.
Rewind to, we started 901 Academy in 2011. Holy shit, we've been doing education for a long time. We also started our Beauty Coach TV. I'm pretty sure you've seen that, BCTV.
Beauty I was Coach on TV. It.
You were on it. And we started online education, dropping a new episode every single Monday in 2016. Holy shit. We
have before anybody.
Before anyone. So now, knowing that everybody does it and everything's an online education and everyone's an educator, if you choose to be, just hit record, right? That's all you got to do these days. Let's keep it real. And yeah, so knowing that, knowing how saturated the market is now, we are adjusting and we're figuring out what's next. And I think that is one of the best things Nikki and I really do. If there is a problem, we literally figure out a solution. If there is monotony, we figure out the change. If there is something that isn't working, we fix it and we change it. And that is something that Nikki and I have to say do very well. So, oh, the number one thing I do want to talk to with your listeners is we do a salon owner's luncheon. And now that is our favorite class. Literally, because
I know we wanted her to come.
Oh, by yes, you were gonna come.
Can I just say, though, that your education is incredible?
Yes,
you should be extremely proud of yourself because I see everyone's fucking videos and on all their stuff. Sorry if I'm cussing on here, but this is true.
Like,
okay, great,
you are giving people actual tools and knowledge yes. to help them grow. I'm not saying that others aren't, but just going and showing a color, I'm like, great, that's fantastic. People need more substance now
mm-hmm.
because everything is changing. And so you are actually helping them run their business and it's really dope. So you should be super proud of yourself.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You have no idea. It means a lot to hear it from you.
Well, that's why we're excited to come on here and yeah. chat with you, because we believe in what you're saying. And like that one video where you're talking about you can't change your vision. You can't change your vision for one stylist who's unhappy. That video is incredible. You said it so effortlessly from the heart, and that's exactly how we feel. And it just really resonated with us. And you say a lot of things that really resonate with us. So yeah, we're honored to be here on your podcast. Thank you for having us.
I'm a cry. As someone with over 15 years of experience in the beauty industry, I always want to help people grow their business. And I always want to help people get to where they want to go without going through the hardships and the struggles that I had to go through. When I was first starting out in the beauty industry, it was so hard to find a mentor because no one shared secrets, nobody told you how they did it, and it was a very different time back then. Today, my DMs are full of questions and people who want support from me, but instead of coaching through DMs, I created my mastermind group called the Network Mastermind. The Network Mastermind is one hub with all of my education and a place where I do bi-weekly coaching calls with all of my students and mentees. If you're opening a salon, starting an education business, trying to build as a stylist, trying to navigate being a salon owner, or anything in between, if I have done it, I want to help you with it. So if you're looking for a mentor at an amazing price and the support of an incredible community, you should really consider joining my mastermind group, the Network Mastermind. Visit www.thenetworkmastermind.com to learn more, and I hope to meet you there. I appreciate you so much. It means a lot because I've been getting trolled a lot lately, and sometimes I want to just never post again. And then you hear something like that and you're just like, fuck these trolls.
Literally.
Sometimes you just need like a little motivation to be like, okay, blocked out. No, I appreciate you saying that. Another question that I've been asking all the salon owners is, okay, like someone comes in to interview at your place. What is something that you look for? And then the other question is like, what's a pet peeve that will just end it?
Okay. So interview process for 901. They first will meet with the salon manager in the salon inside here. If the salon manager feels like, okay, I think you guys should meet with this person, we will typically meet with them one or two other times, once in the salon and one outside of the salon. You need to see, but people can fake who they are the first time. They can't fake who they are a second and a possible third time. Mm-hmm. So if we're really, really interested in them, we'll typically meet with them a third time just to make sure. And it'll say a lot. How they're dressed when they come. Are they on time? Are they early? Mm-hmm. You know, those things are important mm-hmm. to me. And I know that like everyone in our industry wants to be trendy and this and that, but I'm sorry, showing up to an interview in a crop top and your shit hanging, I don't want you coming to work like that. So like, if you're going to come to an interview like that, that tells me that's your best outfit. And that's just not on brand for us. You know, we stick to our core values and who we are. And I feel like after a second and third interview, you'll kind of see if someone's going to align with that. We also do for everybody, whether you're a stylist, an assistant, a front desk, a manager, anyone, it's a 3-month trial. In this first 3 months, no harm, no foul if it doesn't work out for either end. Because the last thing we want is someone being like, oh, I fucking went in there and we're like, no hard feelings. If we decide on our end it's not working, or if you decide this isn't for you, we are a very close family. So sometimes outsiders coming in, it feels a little uncomfortable for them. We've been called the sorority salon, and I'm like, whatever, I'll fucking... haters, you know. I'm like, fine, I'm proud of that. We are cheerleaders.
Yeah, I'm getting this Letterman jacket next year. That's what's happening.
But that's kind of like, that's been really, really helpful for us, the 3-month like mm-hmm. trial, because then no one feels awkward. Like, we're just like,
And when we do all of our hiring, front desk, assistants, stylists, we always say, we can teach someone how to do their job, how to cut and color hair, but we can't teach how to be a good person. So it comes down to that. Are they a good human in their soul? If this assistant is not doing the best, but they are a good human in their soul, you know what? We'll take them on, because we know how to train. We know how to teach. We know how to help people be an incredible hairstylist, but we cannot help what your mom and dad should have done. So that is our first and foremost. Are they a good human? Okay, great. Check. Let's move forward.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can only do so much, and then people have to really take ownership of healing that and figuring out how to function, you know. And
yeah,
I totally, totally get that. I've definitely been in those situations where I can only teach so much for sure. Okay. Another question I've been asking every salon owner, and this is just because it's like a trend in the industry, and like, I mean, maybe your salon is different, but are you guys gratuity free? You accept gratuity? I know it's a silly question, but this is like a hot topic in the industry right now.
It's not a silly question. And yeah, of course we accept gratuity. I think it's odd to me when people say, now granted, if I'm providing a service for someone in my salon, in that moment, in my mind, I'm a stylist. I'm not an owner doing your hair. I'm like, oh, I'm the owner. Like, we don't do that. Like,
yeah, we're a hairstylist.
I don't.
We're doing your hair.
If someone chooses not to tip me, I'm not upset about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever. I'm appreciative if they do. And if they feel like they don't want to because I'm an owner, then whatever. But at the end of the day, we're still providing a service. And I take pride in providing, you know, the best service. So yeah, that should be rewarded, you know, but like I said, it's neither here nor there for me, I guess.
Yeah.
I always say, like, if someone doesn't leave a gratuity, I'm not going to be upset. Like, gratuities are appreciated but never expected. But there's a lot of, like, talk about, like, becoming a gratuity-free salon, like, not allowing gratuity, or that gratuity, like, cheapens the industry and stuff like that. And every salon owner I've talked to 15 so far, is like, yeah, we accept gratuity. So yeah. If you're listening, don't be mad about accepting gratuity. I don't think that trend is going to last.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What is this talk? And are these salon owners who are talking about this, or just
maybe? It's questionable, Nikki. It's questionable where this information is coming from. I question it every single day where people are getting some of their education. But I just want to put out there on this series, especially what other salon owners are doing. And so far, it's 15 for 15. Everyone's accepting gratuity. So
yeah, I think a lot of education is coming from TikTok and,
yeah,
it's
or
funny.
People who haven't owned a salon.
100%. I mean, like, you guys, anyone can educate. All you got to do is hit record. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's true.
Anyone on any topic, not just hair, any topic.
Yeah, it's true. And also,
we don't even know. It's so frightening. We don't even know where everyone's getting their information from.
There are so many coaches out there, and there are so many people telling you how to make $100,000. I want to share with you that it's very important to look into who is teaching you, because if they have not achieved what you want to achieve, you got to be really, really careful of the pipe dream that's promised. Over the last 2 years, me and my business partner, Olivia Thompson, also known as OMG Artistry, have created a course, a program, a lifestyle, a how-to guide for educators and influencers. This program is called Educate with Influence. It's a fantastic program that goes through the what, why, and how to become an educator in the beauty industry. We saw early on that there is a huge gap. There's amazing educators where nobody knows who they are, and there's incredible influencers who don't know how to deliver a message. And in today's day and age, you need both skill sets. You need to be an incredible marketer if you want to be an educator, and you really need to be able to deliver a message and tell a story as an influencer. We've created this course to help bridge the gap. We want to help you on your journey of becoming an educator with influence. If you're interested in Educate with Influence, visit www.educatewithinfluence.com for more information about our program and how to sign up.
Totally.
Okay, so winding down.
Okay.
Two questions left. The first is, what advice would you give to the stylist listening whose dream it is to open a salon? Like, big sister advice, something that they need to hear.
Don't.
No.
Sorry, I had to say it.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Listen, I'm telling you, if you can find an incredible boss that you love, you line up with all their core values, don't leave. Honestly, it's so much work to open a salon. It really, truly is. That's honestly my advice.
Yeah. Rihanna's like tapping. Advice.
Rihanna's the tough love one.
I know. I would say
from the nurturer. What's your advice?
I would say don't do it alone and have a partner of some sort, whether
it's great advice.
Your best friend who also does hair, that's fine. Or someone who doesn't at all, because doing it alone, I would never want to go through those things. Are you alone?
Yeah, my husband, we've been married for 2 years now. And when we got married, he started really helping me with the business. So he does like all of the bookkeeping. He helps me with all of the maintenance.
Right. Imagine if you didn't have him.
Yeah. Well, I was just paying a fortune to find people. Yeah. But honestly, having someone who knows the business to talk to is so much better, because doing it alone, it's like you can't talk to your employees about it. It's hard to talk to friends about it because they never really understand. It does feel pretty lonely. So I do.
I would say get a partner and keep that relationship solid, and you guys can soar, because you're going to have your moments when you're down and that person's up, mm-hmm. and it'll flip. And, mm-hmm. and there's always just someone to take over. Mm-hmm. And it's a wild ride. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. I did enjoy working, you know, for Ken Pavas and other people, but there was always a way that we're like, oh, they should have done it like this. Mm-hmm, so if you're mm-hmm. finding yourself saying, oh, they should do this mm-hmm. or they should do mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Go do it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, don't sit and complain about it. Go do
it. No,
don't
sit and complain about it.
Go do it, honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
And then the last question is for all of the current salon owners listening, like, what do you think is something they just need to realize or know today? Something that every salon owner needs to just get through their head
mm-hmm.
in 2023.
You're not going to be a millionaire. You're not. You're going to open a salon with your own vision and hire the people you want to hang out with. You're going to play the music you want to play. You're going to hang the art on the wall that you want to do. You're going to do all those things. But let me tell you, you ain't going to get rich from it at all. That is the motherfucking truth. And I'm so happy to say it out loud. You're not.
Not a single lie was told.
No. But you get to, you know, you get to create the environment. You get to create the experience. You get to create who you get to sit next to every single day. So that stuff is priceless. To be able to create the perfect working environment that doesn't feel like work anymore because it feels like a fun hangout with all your homies. That's what you're aiming for. That is what you're aiming for. So, yes.
So true.
I think off of that, knowing that if you're not going to become a millionaire off the salon itself, you could become a millionaire off other of ways. Other things, your education mm-hmm. or creating mm-hmm. a brand, a product line mm-hmm. or whatever.
Absolutely.
Fine, do that. But with that being said, don't people please and coddle your stylist. Mm. Rihanna and I did that mm-hmm. for a while, and then now we're like, okay, this is the direction we're moving. Whoever mm-hmm. this works for, great, let's go. And if it doesn't work for you anymore, it's okay.
It's okay.
And mm-hmm. so just mm-hmm. knowing that when people leave you, I mean, our hearts were yanked out. You know?
Stomped
and
on.
Then we had to really look inward and be like, wait, this isn't a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their life and they got to do what they got to do and wish them well on their journey and move on and continue on with yours and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
no competition. There is so much to go around for everyone. We've all said it, but literally there's a salon right below us. There's a salon across the street. There's also a salon from one of our old employees that work walking distance down the street. There's enough to go around for everyone. It's okay. Don't feel like who is going to and meant to be in your chair, in your home, will be there and it's all going to work out. Absolutely.
100%. And when you have that mindset, more of those good things come your way. Like if you're more abundant about it, you'll have more opportunities come to you. And the more you like obsess over it negatively, like the more negative things are going to happen. I feel like that's so true with everything in business. It's like all mindset. I love it. I cannot believe you guys made this time for me. I'm so grateful. I know how busy you are with your show, with the salon, with your product lines, like everything. So I just appreciate your time so much. And I know my listeners are probably like, holy shit, I can't believe that you're on here. So I was just telling my mastermind group before, I was like, you'll never believe who I have a call with.
Well,
so thank you.
Hopefully we said some words that can help people out there. That's all we want to do. Literally just help everyone to live a better life, especially in this difficult position that we're all in being a salon owner. It is difficult.
Yes. Thank you for being unfiltered and real. I really appreciate it. You guys
are
the
best. Always.
Yay.
Everybody go follow them. Thank you all for listening and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Salon Ownership Unfiltered. This series has been so fun to record. I've learned so much from all of the amazing guests, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to provide this amazing free resource to all of you. It wouldn't be possible without all of my sponsors, my mastermind group, and Educate with Influence, because those amazing people and businesses support this free education. So please check check out all the sponsors. Visit GinaBianca.com/podcast to get all of the information and more resources attached to this episode. I would also love to encourage you to leave a rating and review if you're loving the podcast. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you guys soon and hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you on the next one.